There's a whole discussion here about midos, punishment, reward and punishment. How is it possible for a person to control certain impulses like anger, jealousy, gaiva, improper relationships between boys and girls? If my midos are very good, people will take advantage of me. How can I fulfill all of these midos properly? What is our purpose in life? Do we each have one specific tafkid? How does one know what the tafkid is? How can one motivate oneself to withstand temptation if he knows with certainty that what he's doing is wrong? For what exactly does one go to Gehenna? Why should I keep mitzvahs that even my parents are not careful with? Why and how does Hashem punish those who commit suicide? Do I have a tafkid in life? How do I know what it is? Well, what a collection of questions. I don't know if they're all related. I don't think they are, but maybe we'll attempt to deal with some of them. In terms of controlling impulses and controlling emotions and taivas, this is something that the Torah tells us that we have the capability. When the Torah says loisachmoid, that means it tells us that, you know, you're going to have temptation, and the way to avoid temptation is to nip it in the bud, so to speak, and don't even desire, because once you desire, you might allow that desire that grows, and then you may fulfill the desire. But the Torah tells us we do have the capability to control emotions. We have to work on them. It doesn't come naturally. It isn't a button that you can just push. Now I have no jealousy. Now I have no anger. Now I have no gaiva. But that's really what learning of Musar is and what Chazal do. Chazal tell us how dangerous and how terrible anger and jealousy and gaiva and taivas are. And therefore we work on ourselves, recognizing that these are inappropriate, that these can lead us to places that we don't want to go, that these in and of themselves, leisosuru achrei levavchem achrei einechem, also have prohibitions. The Torah doesn't want it. It's looking for a refined and purified character, one who is in control of himself, and therefore we learn to control ourselves. We have to focus on it. We have to think about it. We have to anticipate the situations of Nisoyon. But if a person works on himself, the fact that the Torah has told us that these things are not proper certainly means that we do have the capability, not necessarily simply, not necessarily naturally, but with work we can. Midas and people taking advantage of us, and how can I fulfill all of these midas properly? Well, you know, it's a goyish concept to turn the other cheek to someone who attacks me. The Torah gives us every right and every responsibility to guard ourselves and defend ourselves. And chayecha koydim, our own lives come first, and our own advantages come first. But yet we can balance the two. And people can be very good and yet know when to draw the line. It's probably harder, but the other hand is much worse, because if I'm not so good, I'll always be drawing the line in the wrong place. But I think when we follow the directives of Torah, we learn that so much I'm mechuyev and so much I'm not. Here's where I come first. There is a hierarchy and a system of values, and we do not have to, nor should we ever allow people to take advantage of us. We pattern our midas after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so kind to us, and yet there are times when he is strict with us to teach us a lesson. So this is a balance that we have to have. Purpose in life, and do we each have one specific tafkid, and how does one know what his tafkid is? This is a complicated thing. Of course, the purpose in life is that Hashem created a world to do chesed, to give us opportunities to earn schar, and to be able to therefore bestow upon us the ultimate chesed, which is dveikus b'Hashem, closeness with Hashem. And that is the fulfillment of the ultimate purpose. In terms of getting there, the purpose is serving Hashem and learning His Torah and doing the mitzvahs, which are our purpose specifically. He created the world b'shul Yisroel sheyisasku b'toira. Now, in Yisroel sheyisasku b'toira, there are many different variations. The Rambam says at the end of Makkos, in the Pirush HaMishnayis, Lahagdil Hashem Chofetz Lamad Tzidkoi Shel Yisroel Vedarshan Yagdil Torah V'Yadir, Lahagdil Torah V'Yadir, that really a person could achieve Shlemus with one mitzvah. But the Torah gave us many opportunities so that different people will achieve it according to their own personality. Some people can do chesed better, some people can daven better, some people can more intellectual, can learn better, some people have one netiyah, some people have one type of personality, others have others. So Torah gave us many opportunities, which of course we all have to keep them on the basic level, but people have the opportunity to grow to great heights in one specific area. And that's basically, how do you know that tafkid? Well, it's hard to know. The Novi used to help us with that. Each one used to have in the times of the Beis HaMikdash his own personal Novi. Chazal say, Chochem Odef Mi Novi. So we discuss with our Rebbeim, with Talmidei Chachomim, and hopefully they give us guidance. Sometimes we have a special Siyata Dishmaya that leads us in a certain way, and sometimes we just feel the things that we're drawn to, and if they are proper within the context of Torah, then they are appropriate. They may indicate that that's my specific tafkid. I like to give as an example how the Torah is multifaceted and people find their own derech. Is two individuals, one who's no longer in the world, Reb Aryeh Levin, Zecher Tzadik Livrocha, who's the famous Tzadik in Yerushalayim, and his son-in-law, Yibod L'Chaim Tov Merav Eliashiv. Two great people, two great scholars, brilliant minds, and yet one found his tafkid in Chesed, Reb Aryeh, day and night. That's even though he was a great Talmud Chochem, but that's what he did. That was his thing, and it was Isaac, you know, all the time in that. And and his son-in-law, Reb Yosef Sholem Eliashiv, is his tafkid is in learning and you know still learns day and night. He's probably been learning for 80 years, 20 hours a day, and continues to do so, and takes just an hour or two to see people and deal with their issues. And both of these are certainly achieve their own measure of their own definition and type of shleimus in their own right. How does one motivate himself to withstand a temptation if he knows with certainty that what he is doing is wrong? You know, that's of course where Yirah Shamayim comes in. If a person knows that Hashem is watching him, that gives him a certain hechruch. If a person loves Hashem, and if a person knows how much Hashem loves him, and if a person appreciates the chesed that Hashem does for him, and all of the hashgocha protis and everything, then hakoras hatoiv can also help motivate him. And if he knows with certainty something that he's doing is wrong, so if I think about it, but of course it all boils down to musar, it all boils down. I think one of the things that our kids are missing is a sense of taking responsibility for their own lives. Parents and teachers have been so guiding and directing and pushing and pressuring them that they don't have this sense of, I'm responsible for my own life. I have to get up every morning and think about what I have to do and make sure I do it and review my accomplishments every evening and to see where I went wrong and cheshbon nefesh and learning musar and constantly evaluating myself because I am ultimately responsible. And I think this can help a person to bring himself under control. For what exactly does one go to Gehenna? That's a difficult thing. The Rambam lists many things in the Mishnah and Sanhedrin, but I think the point that people should realize is what the Rambam says is that Rabbi Yisrael Salantas teaches us that Lefum Tzara Agra, we are judged according to the difficulty of our situation. So even though there are things that absolutely should deserve one or another type of punishment, but it's all mitigated by a situation, how difficult it was, how big the nesoyin, and what mitigating circumstances. The Rambam says basically as who's a tzaddik and who's a rosha is going to be judged. Ein Sheiklin Elabadas Kil Deus. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu can judge that because we don't know the nisyonos and the difficulties and the lafum tzara agro, and therefore these issues really are hard to measure. We have to do the best we can. We have to realize that when there are mitigating circumstances, Hashem certainly takes that into consideration. Why should I keep mitzvahs that even my parents are not careful with? Well, our responsibility is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you know, we're always looking to improve, and the truth of the matter is that in the long run, even though parents sometimes don't want their kids to be more than them, but deep down they appreciate it when their kids grow beyond them. And therefore I'll bring nachas to my parents if I'm more careful than they are. And even though sometimes there's some friction, but in the long run they definitely will appreciate it more. And besides that, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, if it's a question of the covet of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the will of my parents, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes first, because of the Svara, the Gemara says, Atov Avicho, you know, Chayovim Bichoidi, that concept. Atov Horecho, I mean, that we're both Mechuyiv in Kovet Shemayim, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my relationship with him has to come first. He's the one who put us both in this world, and therefore I have to think about my loyalty and my responsibility to him, even if my parents are not that careful. Why and how does Hashem punish those who commit suicide? That's a very difficult issue. Certainly we have to look at it that most people that are sick enough to commit suicide are in the together of an onus, and therefore they're not held responsible for it. But we have to be careful saying that too, because we don't want to take off the fear or the concern or the gather or the strength that we have to keep people away from it. So that's a difficult issue. Do I have a tafkin life? How do I know what it is? That seems to be pretty much the same as the previous. We need chachomim to guide us. Everybody does have a tafkin. We have a general tafkin of fulfilling the mitzvahs, and that brings us to shleimus, perfecting ourselves. The ultimate tafkin is human perfection. We're each supposed to work on perfecting ourselves. What's the best word on perfecting myself? Which area to work on first? Especially if I can't work on everything, I can't be the biggest Talmud Chochem and the biggest Baal Chesed and the biggest Mispalal and the biggest this, then a person has to take into consideration his own personal netiyas, what is going to make him happy, because if we're not happy, we can't do Ivdu Es Hashem. If it isn't besimcha, it just doesn't work. Simcha is necessary for learning. Simcha is necessary for mitzvahs. And therefore, we need to know about what's going to make us happy. And we also have guidance from Rebbeim and teachers and so forth, and parents, to try to figure out that which is best for us in life.